John Murphy for the book club for Business Impact. We're going to be covering The Innovator's DNA by Jeff Dyer, Hal Gregersen, and Clayton Christensen in a five-part webinar series. I think this is the best book from 2011 on innovation and entrepreneurship. It's based on interviews with more than 100 innovators, a decade of research, and complements other autobiographical books that have come out. It's packed with insights and presents five key discovery skills: how to assess them, how to develop them, and how to apply them. It's useful for any team trying to innovate. I think the following people will benefit from taking part in this series. If you're a first-time entrepreneur, this book and this webinar series will give you a model for exploring a new market. If you're a serial entrepreneur, I think it'll give you a useful perspective on your earlier efforts and may enable you to refine your approach. And if you're trying to get your firm to innovate, gives you a framework of key discovery skills and also allows you to understand the contrast to traditional execution skills that are more focused on details and planning as opposed to discovery. Steve?
Thanks, Sean. My name's Steve Hogan. I'm joining Sean on this series. I'm a recovering serial entrepreneur. I got luckier earlier in life, started a couple of companies, and had successful exits. Since selling my last company, I've been working with development of challenged early-stage tech companies, companies that shouldn't be early-stage anymore, and helping them find the path to profitability and growth. But my true passion is mentoring first-time entrepreneurs so that they never, ever, ever need a savior. Sean?
And I'm the CEO of S.K. Murphy. I've been an entrepreneur for a while. I have a consulting firm that helps new technology firms develop and introduce products and new customer development. Our focus is early customers and early revenue. Steve, what's your take on the book?
I think it's a great book for first-time entrepreneurs. In fact, I wish I'd had this when I was doing my first couple of companies. The key insight to take away from this is that the leader's innovative skills impact the entire team. If you're a strong leader with strong discovery skills, the entire team will pick up on that and be higher performers. The DNA in the title, in fact, refers to the DNA of the organization, not just the leader. So these are discovery skill sets, not just unique traits. More importantly, it's a personal self-help and skill-building directory. The authors give you information that everybody has these basic skill sets and helps you to identify your strengths. They give you a step-by-step approach to cultivate those strengths and build your toolkit. It's a truly unique way of improving your own performance with a tried-and-true formula that they've derived from over 100 other entrepreneurs. Sean?
Yeah, I think it's also a really good book for innovators in larger firms. It offers a model for why established firms find innovation difficult and explains that different skills are required at different stages in a firm's life cycle. In particular, there are discovery skills useful for innovation and execution skills useful for scaling and growth. I want to stress that this webinar series is a learning experience, not a lecture experience. We're going to involve other innovators to share their lessons learned applying these five key discovery skills, and we're offering an interactive format to help you apply these skills to your situation. Steve, you want to take us through the five key discovery skills?
Sure. The skills we're going to be talking about in the five separate webinar sessions, the authors break apart, they call them, number one skill is associating, which is the connecting of disparate facts, observations, and stories to enable combinations of seemingly unrelated ideas in new and unique ways. Questioning, which involves first understanding the world as it is, and then exploring why not, and what if, and other ways of looking at the universe. And that leads us into observing. Observing is being mindful in familiar situations and appreciative of what's going on in novel and unfamiliar situations. Networking is an absolute skill, and by this they don't mean hanging around with your buddies. They mean seeking serious conversation with people from diverse backgrounds, people from backgrounds different than your own, learning from their experience and learning from their expertise. And lastly, we'll talk about experimenting, which is taking risks to gain new perspectives, either trying new experiences or carefully analyzing products and processes and ideas and testing your ideas or prototypes. But this is not a lab-type experimenting. This is true. This means immersing yourself in a different environment and taking a different perspective on life. Sean?
Yeah. On page 27, they explain how these skills fit together. There's two basic orientations that an innovator brings to a new field. One is to challenge the status quo, and that drives questioning, observing, and networking, and a willingness to take risks, and that drives experimenting. Tying those four skills together is associating, where you're looking at linking disparate facts to create new combinations that may either yield an innovative thought or business idea or trigger more questions, the need for more observations, more folks to talk to, or more experiments to run. Steve, want to talk about the format?
Yeah, it's important. This is a truly roundtable discussion format and not a pure lecture series. The panel is going to include first-time entrepreneurs, experienced entrepreneurs, and other innovators from larger companies. We will be taking questions from the live audience, and each session is going to focus on one particular skill and the lessons learned in applying that skill. Sean?
So let me just give you the lineup. We start off with associating on Wednesday, February 22nd. The next skill is questioning. We cover on Wednesday, March 28th. Observing is Wednesday, April 25th. Networking is Wednesday, May 16th. And finally, experimenting on Wednesday, June 20th. If you'd like to sign up, we've got a short URL here for you, dld.bz/skmurphy-bookclub. Thanks for your time. Hope you're able to join us.